My name's Johnny Stumbles. I'm a zombie who solves crimes in a district where the culprits might literally be monsters. How do I cope? Booze. I am a dead drunk detective. My last case ended with a new one. Specifically, it ended in my office with my sister, Melissa, like this.
It's Betty! I think she's been kidnapped!
Then I'm definitely going to need another scotch.
And that story continues like this.
I'm serious!
So am I. Where's my tumbler?
Oh no, we've been drinking for a couple of hours. I think we've had enough.
I don't know the meaning of enough. Which is fine. I'm sure we've got a dictionary somewhere. Betty!
Betty's missing!
Oh, she's probably on holiday.
That's not what this note says. Is this Betty's handwriting?
I wouldn't know. She always types. Let me see it. I am not on holiday. Love, Betty. Aw, she said love.
Read the rest of the letter.
Oh, fine. Dear Johnny, I'm taking a sudden leave of absence. Don't sweat it. That sounds like a holiday to me.
But the letter goes on to say...
I am not on holiday. Love, Betty. Aw, she said love.
What are we going to do?
We? Oh no, we are doing nothing. I'm sorting this out alone.
Really? We literally solved a crime together a few hours ago.
During which time my secretary went missing, which is something I really ought to start tackling.
If you don't let me help you, I'm telling Mum it was really you who broke the tall vase.
That was years ago.
And yet she still won't let me water her daffodils.
Fine, you're in. You're in.
Focus!
Okay, the first thing we need to do is sweep the office for foreign DNA.
You don't know how to do that.
True, but I can call in someone who does. I got in an incredible forensic scientist, a trusted old friend, a chap who occasionally becomes a giant and rips his trousers off.
Stumbles.
Jekyll and Hyde.
No, that's just one person.
That's what you think. Shall I show her, Johnny?
No time, just check the room. We'll be outside canvassing passers-by. Armed with nothing more than pictures and charm, we hit the streets. Have you seen this woman?
Yeah, about a half hour ago.
You did? Where? What was she doing? Where did she go? Where is she?
I think I'll take it from here. Hey, hi there. Our friend is missing and we're just trying to bring her home. Is it okay if we ask you a few questions?
Depends. Is it okay if just you ask the questions?
Of course. Now, which way was our friend going?
Dunno. Away from the high street?
Sounds like Betty. She hates big brands.
Shh. All right. How does she look? What would you say her state of mind was?
Kind of reserved, I guess. As calm as you could be with a gun by your side.
She had a gun? Wait. My gun was in the office. Did she take my gun?
That is not helping. Be calm.
What? Like Betty? Oh, Betty. Clearly under the influence of some dark spirit. Just like I'm under the influence of this one.
For the love of... Give me that. Sorry, one last question. Was she alone?
Looked like it, yeah.
Okay, thanks for your help.
Poor Betty. Do you know what's away from the high street? The docks. The docks! She's obviously going to do herself in. Oh no! I'm going to have to learn how to type!
Or she's possessed by something evil and we can still save her. Let's go and see what that boffin has found.
So we did that. Except this time we were met by the trouserless guy.
Hey team!
Oh my.
I told you there was more than one. What have you got for us, Hyde?
Nothing.
That's impossible. You can never have nothing.
This is no time to be a pedant.
There's always time. Hyde, is my gun still here?
I didn't see one.
Oh, no.
Didn't you have a spare pair of shoes under your desk?
Irrelevant.
Relevant. They're gone too.
What is this day?
Tuesday.
So to recap, you've no protection, no clues, and so many enemies, basically anyone could have done it.
Jeez, lady. Read the mood of the room.
No, she's right. It's hopeless. There's lots of people who'd love to see me suffer.
What about Mr. Green?
The bogeyman? Where'd you get that name?
Letter on Betty's desk. Apparently he's bringing you tickets to his book launch.
Just when I thought this day couldn't get any worse.
What's wrong? You hate books.
Loves the author's wife.
It was just an infatuation, and I told you that in confidence.
Oh, yeah. I'm terrible at Secret Santa, too.
Get out of here! Melissa, let's canvass the streets again. If Betty was possessed, maybe somebody saw who charmed her.
Like the bogeyman's wife charmed you.
I said get out! Melissa?
Coming!
You see anyone go into that office?
Bye, Stumbles.
Except for that guy. Did you see anyone go into that office? Did you see...
Bogeyman! Whoa, if that's Mr. Green, I'd hate to see what his wife looks like.
Actually, she's a banshee.
You had a crush on a banshee?
Yeah, Mr. Green, hi.
Greetings, Detective Stumbles!
This is my sister Melissa. Melissa, this is Mr. Green, a man I haven't seen since... Oh, God.
I'll take that as a yes.
No. I've just realised what happened to Betty. We need to run and get Jekyll back. After that, we're all going to the docks.
But my health is perfectly satisfactory.
Oh, just come with me. I took Jekyll, Melissa and Green to an abandoned warehouse by the docks. Because how else would you kill an afternoon? All right, Green, you hang here for a moment and slip through the back after we go in the front. Jekyll, wait outside until you hear something. Melissa, with me. There she is, bound and gagged. I'm so relieved.
That she's silent.
That we found her.
Great. Let's untie her.
Not so fast. Unless Betty has grown an extra arm, I doubt she tied herself up.
I don't see anyone else.
Which can mean only one thing.
Johnny Stumbles, we meet again.
An invisible man?
The invisible man.
Hello. I was wondering whether you'd get here in time to watch.
Sorry, watch what?
Betty's murder.
Ooh, glad you get it. I spent ages on the plan.
That's a good one.
Is it, though? The police are hardly going to ignore a gunshot.
True, but the perp's invisible. And holding my gun. And wearing my shoes. You bastard! Those are my best pair! Anyway, the point is, it'll definitely look like I shot my secretary.
What about fingerprints and footprints?
Oh, I burned those off ages ago.
Oh.
What's the point of being invisible if you leave a trace? Speaking of which, you know how long it took me to scrape off the sludge from the last time the bogeyman slimed me? I couldn't sit down for weeks.
So this is revenge.
Well, obviously. I'm not going to whack a random biddy for fun.
Her name is Betty.
Then you, Betty, take one last look at her, because in 5 seconds she's going splat and you're going to jail.
And me?
Go where you like.
All right. I'm standing by Betty.
Front row seat to the slaughter. A woman after my own heart, which isn't usually the organ I want touched. What about you, Stumbles? You want a head start before the police come running?
No. I'll stand by Betty, too.
Well, okay. As long as you don't try anything.
Oh, we won't. Mr. Green, on the other hand...
Huh?
Now! And he's visible.
And still armed.
Bogey, duck!
That was uncomfortably close.
Too right it was. Gunt him again so he's immobilized.
What? No!
What's going on?
Jekyll, we've just caught someone you might want to charge with abduction, attempted murder, and the theft of some shoes!
Is that list in order of the severest crime?
You'll never prove anything.
Oh, I'm sure we'll make the charges... stick?
Grow up!
Don't ruin my moment! Jekyll, it's probably best if Mr. Green carries your perp to the station. We wouldn't want our crook to ruin your day and your uniform.
Righto. Come on, you.
You reckon he'll stay locked up for long?
No, he'll be out within a year. No doubt he'll grease someone's palm.
Covered in that gunk, he'll grease everyone's palm.
True. Right, let's free Betty.
Yes!
Not so quick. What are you trying to do, wax her moustache?
Shh! Betty, are you all right? Did that hurt?
Did you see we're getting along now?
Answer my question first.
Let's just go home.
Here we are. Home sweet home.
This is your office.
Yeah, I never really learnt where Betty lives.
This is fine. I can relax in my chair.
So, Melissa, you want to know how I cracked the case?
Let me see. When you saw the bogeyman, you realized the lack of clues led to a man who left no trace, had taken your shoes to ensure your footprints were at the murder scene, and could walk behind Betty with a gun to her side so it looked like she was alone. Was it something like that?
Yes, yes, it was. Well done.
Well done, detective.
Thank you.
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Melissa, would you like to join?
I'll think about it.
Great. You know what? This is nice. The day is saved. I have my two best pals by my side. There's only one thing that could make this better.
What's that?
Betty, have yourself a scotch.
Dead Trump Detective was written and created by Brendan Way. Produced and directed by Edmund Farger. Produced and edited by Catherine Kerr. The music was composed by Tom Hodge. This episode starred Catherine Haslam as the passerby, Dan Luxton as Mr. Green, Arfie Mansfield as Johnny Stumbles, Kate Oswald as Betty, Mark Tyndall as Jekyll and Hyde, Mark Wheeler as the Invisible Man, and Leanna Wigington as Melissa. It was recorded at the Actors Temple in London.